Harry's Squirrel Trouble by Laura Driscoll. Harry was a white dog with black spots. He liked everything except the squirrel in the backyard. The squirrel chewed the table. She dug holes in the grass. The squirrel bit off the flowers. The squirrel did all those things, but the children blamed Harry. Harry did not like getting in trouble. Suddenly, Harry had an idea. He would be a watchdog. He would stop that squirrel. Harry watched the squirrel on the clothesline. She grabbed a sock. Harry jumped up on the table. He grabbed the other end of the sock. It was a tug of war. At last the squirrel let go. She ran up the tree. Hooray, thought Harry. But then, Harry, said the little boy, leave the clothes alone. Harry barked. But the boy did not understand what Harry was saying. The next day, the squirrel ran into the garden. She chomped on a tomato, the biggest, reddest one. Harry barked. The squirrel ran away. Harry, said the little girl, leave the tomatoes alone. Time for you to come inside. Harry watched the squirrel nibble more and more tomatoes. He barked and barked. Too loud, said the little boy. No more barking. Not fair, thought Harry. That squirrel made all the trouble, but Harry got all the blame. The next day, the family turned on the sprinkler. It made a big puddle. That gave Harry a new idea. Harry dragged the sprinkler to the bottom of the tree. The ground got wet and muddy. Then Harry watched and waited. The squirrel came down the tree. She ran through the mud. She jumped onto the doghouse. She ran across the clean sheet. The squirrel dashed back up the tree just when the back door opened. The children ran outside to play. Oh, no, said the little girl. She pointed at the doghouse. There were muddy tracks all over the roof. Oh, Harry, said the little boy. Wait, said the little girl. Harry did not do this. These are not dog tracks. They're too little. Then Harry saw the squirrel. He barked and barked at the bottom of the tree. The children looked up. Those are squirrel tracks. That's why Harry keeps barking, said the little boy. Right, Harry? This time when Harry barked, he wagged his tail. The children looked at the flowers. That squirrel did this, said the little girl. The children looked at the holes in the grass. That squirrel dug up these holes, said the little boy. It wasn't Harry after all. Then Harry pointed to the garden. The squirrel was about to bite another big red tomato. The children shouted. Harry barked. The squirrel ran away. I'm sorry, Harry, the little boy said. I'm sorry too, said the little girl. We didn't understand what you were trying to tell us. Harry was so happy. He loved his family. He loved his backyard and everything in it. Maybe even that squirrel. The end.